How do you see the Spirit? That seems to be the question du jour with a red letter Sunday today, with readings of an extraordinary nature, gifts, promises, works. The Spirit is a move-in, something like a detonation line until the big bang. That's what we seem to hear. And so, short of some surprise pyrotechnics on our way out of church this morning, we can leave this place a little disappointed in ourselves, in our church. Where is that Spirit? Where is that bang? Today, let's not see the Spirit as the end of a detonating cord, but another flammable line, a candle wick. If I pivot my office chair to the right, hanging on my wall is a sign that reads, "God is free, candles costly, thank you." It's art meets entrepreneurship, signed by Simone, that local folk artist of Be Nice or Leave fame. He, who in his heavy French accent describes in true American fashion why he creates religious-themed items. They sell here. To answer Simone, the cost of our candles, something like $8 an altar candle, $300 an order of votive candles, somewhere in between for our candelabras. Whether you know it or not, you pay me to know these facts and to stuff them out before our budget is just a pool of candle wax. And then there's the Paschal candle, the big guy in its prominent Easter position. It costs a little more, to be sure, but not in the way you might be thinking. This year, ours is a simple model. Yeah, there's a catalog and everything for these things. Chosen because this year in the church speaks to us, if nothing else, of a need to return to simplicity. After Mass today, the Paschal candle will exit stage right, moved after 50 days to cast a shadow over our baptismal font. The only time the candle will be moved from then until next Easter is at funerals. So the Paschal candle guards our coming in and our going out, lighting our first steps and directing us on to where God points. Baptism after baptism, funeral after funeral, Easter after Easter. If you've never been to the Easter Vigil, the first service after the gloom of Good Friday, I'd certainly recommend it. It's something you have to do at least once. The service doesn't begin in church, but outside, with the Easter fire, with the lighting of this Paschal candle, with the entry into a dark church, the candle, the only light. That candle eventually lighting the candles held by all present. The priest or deacon intones the light of Christ. But on this Pentecost day, we know better. That candle represents Christ, those red marks symbolic of his wounds, but that light is flaming with the Spirit, the steady, strong light that leads us in as a community, that light that through the year gives itself, reduced shorter and shorter, that light that we all are enlightened by, possess light from. And it keeps shining year after year through the passing of time, despite the occurrence of scandal, even amid the threat of death. I think this is important not merely because of the season in our church, but also today because of some sadness in our city. The last couple weeks could be seen as the extinguishing of certain flames. Ronnie Burgess, Leah Chase, Malcolm, Dr. John Rebenack, three who in very different ways lived inspirationally, three who as infants had their godfathers take a light from that paschal candle at their Catholic baptisms. I'm not here to canonize any of them. We know Miss Leah is the only one who would really stand a chance with that. Her kitchen certainly serving as a better stained glass backdrop than any racetrack or bar or stage. But look again and see that paschal candle lit again, powerfully declaring in the funeral rite that its flame is reaching for the fire of all. If we have felt any fire in our soul here, in this church, in this life, how much more will God bring us into his eternal fire of love? So on this Pentecost day, as we're tempted to crane our necks to the sky for firework pops, let's see the eternal fire still glowing, that wick that gives and gives of itself but stays lit. Warm yourself there. See from its light. The Spirit still dances, inviting us to notice and grab a light. The paschal candle stands as a steady, strong witness. At the first dawn, in our last days, in between and forevermore, may the flame of faith be kept alive in our hearts. May this Pentecost day fill us with the Spirit's light, leading us through waxing and waning, helping us give ourselves more to God and each other. That's the true cost. That's our real gift this Pentecost day.